radio DJ. I always talk like I'm way down on Queenie. I wear a sack baseball jacket everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination by feeding you endless doses of sugar-coated mindless garbage. So don't create, be sedate, be a vegetable at home and flack on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll.
The sugar coat as well. You took that roll of bread and the pet food sedation, making sure nothing's up to the imagination.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air.
See ladies' features from the Muppet Show, shake their tits and their dicks as they lip sync on screen. It's something I don't like about a family always wild.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the
was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's the new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tin-eared, rat paper-brained accountants instead of music fans. Of all the shots at giant record companies now, the lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty, forget creativity. The dumbest by the mostest, that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?